Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Last night here at CTK in our Bible study, we were just looking at the issue of believing, though we don't see yet, and that there's a great blessing and favor that comes with that. I think the last thing we looked at was from John chapter 20. Let's read these verses again. This is 8 days after the resurrection. He's already appeared to the other disciples in the upper room. It's recorded in Luke 24, and he showed them his scars, his wounds, open wounds. They touched him so they could believe, but even then they didn't believe. He had to eat food in front of them to prove to them that he had physically risen from the dead. Even though it was a resurrected body, it was still a body that could eat food. Then they believed. And then when you get to John, this John story, it lets us know that when that happened, the only disciple who wasn't there was Thomas. And so 8 days later, Thomas is with them. They've been telling Thomas about what had happened, but Thomas said, I won't believe until I see his scars and I see his wounds, because they did. He wanted to have the same proof they had. And it says in verse 26 of John 20, and after 8 days again, his disciples were inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came and the doors being shut and stood in the midst and said, peace be with you, just like he had done 8 days before. And he said to Thomas, reach here your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing. I love that way it's written there grammatically, because he didn't say believe instead of not believe. He said be in the condition of believing instead of being in the condition or the disposition of unbelieving. It's a lifestyle, it's an attitude. And Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. And then this is the scripture that's to me so powerful. And Jesus said to him, because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who do not see and yet believed. Now we know that that says to us, blessed are those who do not see, yet they believe. But what he said here was, blessed are those who do not see and yet believed. It's already happened. Somebody believed before they got to see. And there's only one that that happened with. Because you remember, Jesus, everybody to this point, except for one person, believed in the resurrection because they encountered the resurrected Christ. First, Mary Magdalene, then the other women as they're leaving the tomb area to go to the disciples. Then it says he appeared to Peter, and then he appeared to all those except for Thomas on the first night, and then now Thomas 8 days later. So everybody who's believed so far, they didn't believe until he revealed himself to them in his resurrection, but except for one person. In chapter 20 of John, where we were already looking, when Mary Magdalene came and told John and Peter what the angel had said to her, because you remember what Mary Magdalene, the one who was so close to him, what she believed was what any logical person would believe. When she went to the tomb at first, she went there, the tomb was empty, stone was rolled away, and Mary standing there, verse 11, outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept and stooped and looked inside the tomb, and she beheld two angels in white sitting, one at one end of the slab, one at the other end of the slab, and they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? And she said, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him. What she believes is that somebody rolled away the stone, what they all believed, and somebody had stolen the body of Jesus and left the grave clothes behind. That's what she believed. That's what she saw, and that's what her mind can tell her to believe. But when Peter and John went to the tomb, it says that they both got there, and Peter looks in but waits, and then after Peter goes, was in. It says in verse 8, and then he entered in there for the other disciple also, who had first come to the tomb and saw and believed. Now, he didn't see the resurrected Christ, but what he saw were grave clothes. He saw the same thing Peter saw. He saw the same thing Mary Magdalene saw. He saw the same thing the other women saw, but his conclusion was when he went there and examined the grave clothes lying there that Jesus was risen. Blessed are those who have believed and yet they haven't seen. He was talking about himself as the example. He wrote the book. I guess he has a right to do that. What was the difference? If you go back and you read through the Gospels, you'll know that repeatedly Jesus referenced his death and resurrection. But it was such an absurd thing, they just couldn't believe it. They never could get it. And 3 days earlier, in the upper room discourse, Jesus talked about it, and they didn't get it because, again, it was a ridiculous statement. Why would you put those two and two together? I mean, they didn't understand what he was saying because they couldn't be saying what he was trying to say because that's ridiculous. But John, when he saw the grave clothes, I think he put two and two together. He remembered what Jesus had said, and then he saw this and said, yep, just like he said, he's risen. Two things I think happened with John. One, he wanted to believe, and that's really a big deal. People used to ask me sometimes years ago, like, why do you believe that this is scripture is without error? Because they'd try to show me where there are contradictions, and I don't think you can do that. And they'd go, like, did you study higher criticism in school? Did you go through all this stuff? Because I want to. Now, it may not sound very intelligent, but I believe that want-to is in there because of the Holy Spirit. And I think you have to push the want-to down to deny things. And I believe John believed first because he wanted to. And then two, when he saw the sketchy little evidence of grave clothes, he didn't think somebody stole the body. He thought what he said was true. His faith was on the Word, stood on the Word, and the Word alone. And that's where our faith stands. Our faith stands, lives and dies on the Word and the Word alone. Not what we feel, not what we think, not what other people say, not what we see. You see, as we mentioned last night, he said, you think it's good that you believe? He said, but blessed are those who don't see and have believed. That's an amazing scripture. Because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who see and yet believe. I think it's a pretty major blessing. This is what I mentioned last night. If I'm in a small room with a group of Christians and Jesus walks through the wall and shows me his open wounds and has a conversation with me, I would consider that a pretty amazing blessing. Right? And yet Jesus said there's a greater blessing for those who don't yet see and still believe. And as we mentioned last night, it's not that you believe because that the blessing is going to come that when you finally see the manifestation of what you're believing for, there's a blessing that comes with believing before you ever see it. That by the time you get to the manifestation, you're already so blessed. You understand that you're carrying a favor and a blessing from God has deposited something in you simply because you've stood on the Word and you've believed. And so when you get to the place where you see the manifestation, that's not near the blessing. It's what you've now had deposited in you because you've so advanced in faith before you ever see what you've been believing for. You've so advanced in faith, you're ready now to steward faith for anything that might be crazy and ridiculous. It's the greatest treasure of all. And I just think that's a powerful lesson. And we didn't get to do that little part last night about John, but John simply stood, sketchy evidence, on the word that Jesus spoke. He didn't have to have a bunch of evidence. And can you imagine the blessing that he was experiencing all day long while everybody else was still freaking out, thinking Jesus is not only dead, they stole his body? John's like going, he's risen. Hey, he's risen. Hey, guys, he's risen. Remember what he said? He's risen. He's like, this is awesome. Risen. Life is good. He's risen. He's knowing the blessing before he ever saw personally the resurrection. I just think that's cool. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.